Blessings from above, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm humbled again to speak the word this week. I want to thank all the ministers and this platform, all the blessings that were shared. Truly was a gift of nourishment, of growing, of edification, of correction, of knowledge, and of power that our Lord Jesus Christ is revealing to us day by day in our lives and our experiences and the fire that we go through and all things. Let us humble ourselves before Him and appreciate this grace that He has given to us. This grace is sufficient. This grace is all that we need to continue and finish the race. The Lord knows all that we lack, and He will provide our lack. He will provide all that we need, spiritually and earthly. The Lord is concerned with each one of His members that are in the body of Christ. He's concerned, and He wants us to come to that knowledge of the Son of God, to be aware of our journey, to be aware that we are pilgrims here, to know our purpose, to know where we stand, to overcome, to finish the race. And that is the Lord's will for us. That's His perfect will. So may our will align completely with the will of God. And in order for us to continue in this journey, we need the light. We need the oil. Without it, we cannot move forward. That is why let us take our scripture today in Job 38, verse 19. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? I remember our precious brother Nice opening this scripture up and enlightening us and showing us that the light in this scripture is connected with the word way. Where is the way where the light dwelleth? But when he speaks of darkness, it talks about a place, because darkness sits in one place. Darkness cannot move, but the light cannot sit. The light must continue moving from eternity to eternity. And this light, the way of this light, is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one prepared before the foundation of the world, the captain of our salvation, the author and finisher of our faith, the one leading us to the way of glory. And for us to continue, we are in need to deny ourselves, because the only one who's standing in our way to continue this journey, to finish the race, is our own selves. We are in the way. And that's why in Matthew 16, look at what Jesus says. Then said Jesus in verse 24, he said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So we see here that ourselves is standing in the way. We must deny our own mind. We must deny our own thoughts, our own ways. It's corrupt. There's nothing good coming out of it. It's filthy. It's full of death. But the way of Christ is light. It's life. But we tend to forget that, because this flesh and this old man that we are prisoned in, it's trapping us to make us forget who we are. We wake up each morning forgetting And that is why Paul said he had to die daily. He had to die to his own ways. And it's not an easy task to do. It's a bitter cup that we must drink. But the Lord Jesus said to John and James, he knew they were able to drink of that cup. And all that are his, all the beloved of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will not lose one. He knows that we will drink of this cup. But we must know, because this old man is telling us that this cup is too bitter for me. I don't want to accept it. I don't want to drink it. But let us listen to this voice of the Spirit and not the voice of the flesh and the reasonings of the flesh. We must endure this suffering. We must endure the affliction. We were called onto affliction to overcome it, to overcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is helping us in the way. We are not alone. We are not walking alone. He is with us. We're walking with him. Let us stand up and walk and not lay in the darkness. This flesh is wanting us to stand still and not move forward. It wants us to go backwards. But the Lord wants us to stand still and to trust in all that he's doing and to continue walking the right path that he has set for us. Jesus said, take up thy cross. And what is our cross? Our cross is this old man that we're carrying daily. And he is the weight that we feel, the pressure that we are feeling, or the stress, or the sins that are in this cross, the sin in this body, the heaviness that we're feeling. It's all in this body that we're carrying. But we must not lay down. We must stand up, take up our cross, and follow him. And we see this case in the story of the man who was sitting on his bed and who cannot walk in John chapter 5. We see how the Lord, it was the Sabbath day, the Lord came and made this man whole. This man was in his bed and he could not move to enter into the water to be healed. But the Lord, the water of life, came to him. And he told him, take up thy bed and walk. And the Jews therefore said unto him, in John chapter 5 verse 10, the Jews said unto him, that was cured. It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. And who is telling us this today? It's this old man. It's the corruption in us telling us, revealing to us that it is not lawful for us to carry our bed. It is not lawful for us to continue walking the right path that the Lord has set for us. They don't want us to continue moving because the light is wanting to move, but the darkness wants to sit in a place. And so this bed of us, this bed of ours, this cross is wanting us to sleep. That is why we are sleeping in a bed of flesh. And this bed wants us to sleep and forget and not continue in awareness and not be awake. But it is high time for us to be awake in this hour of darkness. It's a hour of great darkness that we're in. And in this hour of darkness, the power is being given to the enemy. And we see the same pattern in the days when Jesus, right before he took up his cross and laid down his life for us, it was the hour of darkness. They came to Jesus when he was in the garden, and he told them, It is your hour, the hour of darkness, and the power has been given to them to be able to take him away. But that was part of the will of God. That was part of the bitter cup that he needed to drink. And so it is with us today. It is an hour of darkness. It is an hour where we must drink that bitter cup. The power is being given to the old man to rise up against us. And the old man wants us to sleep. He wants us to be in heaviness. He wants us to be wearied. He wants us to get tired. But the Lord is telling us not to be tired, to rise up, to take up our cross, and to walk and follow him, to rise up and take up our bed that wants us to sleep. But no, we must be awake. And the only thing that awakens us is hearing the voice of the Spirit. When we hear his voice, the new creature is awakened. The new creature is in joy, because that's the voice that is leading the deep, calling onto the deep. It's leading us to glory. Our purpose is to be led to glory. We are called onto glory before the foundation of the world. But the Lord knew that this long journey will tire us. And it was the same, the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt and they murmured against Moses. And they said to him, "You brought us out of Egypt to the wilderness to die." But little did they know that this was the will of God for them to die, to deny themselves, to die to themselves. And we were brought out to die to our old man, to continue moving in the light, not to remain in one place, not to build a tent and remain seated, not to be comfortable where we are. The only comfort is in the glory of Christ. It's in the life of Christ that he has for us. Let us remember that, let us be reminded. This promise is for us. The Lord will manifest his promise. And for us to draw near to him, it's the greatest thing we can do. Let us draw near to him for him to draw near to us. The Lord says in Malachi 3:7, "Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts." Let us return to our first love. Let us return to where we found peace, to where we connected with love, to where we found ourselves. In Isaiah 30, verse 14, it says, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not." Let us be found returning unto him. Let us be found taking up our bed and walking and following him and the light. This is my prayer today, that we can be found in the true confidence and the true rest of the Spirit, not found wanting to be asleep in this bed. Let us wake up, let us take up our beds and walk to finish the race, and there we shall find each other. We shall find all those who are asleep in Christ. We shall find our head, our husband, face to face. And we shall be found in perfect love at the great gathering in the air. Let us be encouraged. And let us continue this race without murmuring, without complaining, without falling asleep. Because the enemy wants us to not continue. This enemy of ours wants us to sleep in the bed. But the Lord is here. He's telling us to take up our beds and walk. We will continue Next time, by the leading of the Spirit, and may the Lord bless you all this day. Amen.